Okay. Here we go. We're up to Sif Gimel. Shteit in Sif Gimel as follows. Shteit in Sif Gimel. L'moymer adam la'avzai l'shif chasai. Le'lech imoy ve'heliku on there. So what'd you say? You told him, come with me. You told the guy, come with me and light in there. Yes?
No.
Sorry. He tells the guy, Le'lechimoy, right? So go and come with me so that you can. Go, take a thing. We're good. And then he went and he lit an air. So they're trying to go down. They're trying to go down, thank you so much. And the guy goes and lights the nair. So, as we spoke about very recently, the shaila is, we always have to cross every box. When you're going to go and try to work through every single scenario, you have to cross every box. You have a box of Isra No, you have a box of Isra Amira, and you have to cross every single one. So as we go through every case, you always have to make sure, very good, there is a Isser Hana that's been addressed and, so to say, satiated. The problem, Mitzad, the Isser Hana, what about the Amira? So now, what's going on over here? Sif Gimel says, Oimer Adam La'avdar L'Shev Chasei Le'lech Imoy V'Hiliko Aner. So, then it's allowed. Well,
he didn't say it. He just said, come.
So, that's the answer. The answer is, over here, we have a heter for the Hana. Because we assume the guy did it for himself. Yeah? And then the Ramah continues and he says, Umutr loymar lein Yehudi, you're also allowed to verbalize and tell him, Le'lech imoy litel ner daluk kvar. You can verbalize to him and tell him, come, he already has a lit candle, come with me. Follow me down to the cellar, and he's going to go and follow you, and you verbalize that. So even if you want to say he's going to go down to the cellar and misad the hana, it's going to be allowed. What about the Amira? Why are you allowed to verbalize it? So this is where the Mishnah Berurah really comes along, and the Shabura comes and tells you the reason why the Amira is going to be allowed is because I can accomplish the result. Being that I can accomplish the result, I am therefore allowed to verbalize and do an Amira on something that I can accomplish myself. What are these words? Yeah. So let's do. So what's the case? And the Shabura goes and says in Sifkatan Lamed Aleph. Yeah. He says the Ramah goes and says a wording. Oh, all he's doing is just moving a candle. And therefore, that's the reason why it's mutter. How so? Why does that make it mutter? Says the Mishabura, because I can go and move this nair myself. If I have a way to accomplish the same result, be'oifen a heter, I'm allowed to go and verbalize and tell him to do something. Hey, allowed to move a candle. So Shabur goes and tells you, I'm allowed to tilt him in atzad. Yes. It was last week Wednesday. They say there's a transition from recent memory to old memory. When it becomes an old memory, it's unforgettable. So, here we go. The Mishnah Berurah says like this, you can do tiltum and atzad. So let's have a little fun for a minute. Let's run through Hilchas Muktzah al Regel Achas. A nair is, there's many different levels of Muktzah. There's something that is utterly useless. A nair is muktzah machmas gufay. Muktzah machmas gufay is something which has no use on Shabbos. Rocks, muktzah machmas gufay. We don't live in Yerushalayim. Yeah, rocks are muktzah machmas gufay. We can have a little fun. Amazing. So they have no use whatsoever. Now, what else? Dirt. What else? Excrement. It's utterly useless. It's muktzah mamish. Sticks, stones, and everything in between. Utterly useless. That you may not move in any way. You don't have any, but I need the space. But I want to use it for something else. No, you can't use this, the rock to to be a, for the usage of being a paperweight, it is utterly muktzah. Unless you're miyachide, there's many exceptions. We're going to learn muktzah very soon. Very soon. We're going to learn muktzah here in the Kohel. So, that's muktzah machmas gufay. Then there's klisha machtel iser, something which is mutter letzerech gufay letzerech mekoymay. Again, it's al regalacha. So, this really shouldn't be done, but you just, to understand what's going on here, you have to know a little bit of muktzah. Because there's one scenario where you're allowed to move muktzah. As we mentioned in the past, tiltul beguf, according to the Mishnah Berurah, tiltul beguf is where you move it with a totally non-normal way of moving with your body. So, if you can move something with your waist, for example, if this table were to be muktzah, I can just shove it with my waist, and that's not considered having moved it. Yeah? It's not a heter. It's not considered tiltul. It's not considered movement of muktzah. Okay? Then there's something called tiltul min hatzad. And this is what the wording the Mishnah Berurah is giving. Tiltul min hatzad. Tiltul min hatzad is indirect movement. So, this is my muktzah. If I would somehow find muktzah on my bed, tiltul min hatzad would mean I'm allowed to move it indirectly. So I'm now moving my muktzah indirectly. This is not tiltul beguf, because it's a normal tsura, a normal act of movement that's indirect. Tiltul min hatzad, says in Simen Shin Yud Aleph, muktzah spans Shin Ches, Shin Tes, Shin Yud Aleph. Yeah? So in Shin Yud Aleph it says tiltul min hatzad is mutter, almost equivalent to a klisha malachte le'iser. Letzarech gufay and letzarech mekoymay. Okay? So tiltul min hatzad is not a heter, you know, carte blanche that you can do whatever you wish. That's tiltul beguf. Okay? Tiltul min hatzad, are we all together? Tiltul min hatzad, too many concepts at once. It is too many concepts at once, but let's see. So tiltul beguf is when you just move it with your body. That's always mutter. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's always mutter. So that's always a savior. If you find something muktzah, you can always move it with your teeth. That is not considered. Yeah, if anyone wants to demonstrate, you can try it on my phone. You pick up a muktzah item with your teeth. Mutter gummer. You don't need a reason. You don't need a cause. You don't, nothing. Just go for it. Yeah? Here we go. Noam. Unbelievable. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We can always count on you. So, that's tiltul beguf. Whereas, tiltul min hatzad is only going to be mutter when it's letzorech gufay, letzorech mekoymay. Now, here's what's considered tiltul beguf. Anyone want to give body parts? So I chose a waist. I chose teeth.
Feet?
So feet.
Kicking somebody.
Right. So feet, when it's a soccer ball, that's a normal way to move it. So that is considered a tiltul. That's the normal way to move this item with your feet. So if it's a ball, it would definitely be a problem. So kicking a rock seemingly should be mutter. Because it's tiltul beguf. It's not considered, again, for sure. Keys, what are keys? Categorize keys for me. Why are they muktzah at all? What?
He means car keys.
Car keys. Are there any other keys on the ring? What key? A whole key set. House keys? So, that gets into Simen Shin Tes. It's a busis. It's something, the ring is holding and servicing a muktzah item and a non-muktzah item. Busis is davar ha'aser v'hamutter. And the davar ha'mutter, which is... Good. So that, good. I created that bus on Shabbos. Okay, we can't do this. We're going to have to stop. I'm officially stopping myself because we went too deep into Hilchos Muktzah. Let's pull back for a minute. Mishnah Berurah is going to weigh in on one detail in Hilchos Muktzah here in the middle of Amir Lakum. And that's why it's very important to just store this away, because here is the meat and potatoes pertaining to this specific shiloh. Yeah, we're in Hilchos Muktzah. What's considered tiltul beguf? What's considered a body part that is not classified as a movement? That's where we are. We're in a very, very specific point. And the Mishnah Berurah reads as follows. Now we can, with that background, now we're all on the same page. Now the Mishnah Berurah comes and says, Ba'alma, you're allowed to go move this candle, because what is it already? It's just Tiltul Ner Ba'alma. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Aleph, Ratzon Loimar, Hoyol Dehu Rak Isur Muktza. It's only Muktza. Again, what category is it? It's the highest level of Muktza. It's not something like a hammer. It's something which is utterly useless. A candle, the flame, is Muktza. Yeah? Because there's no usage for it on Shabbos. Again? Correct. You do use it for light. Chazal asered the flame because... Okay, that's... Okay. That's a good question. That's a good question. Chazal asered the flame. The question is why? There, we could glean something from it. So if I find... Good question. I don't have a good answer for you. The answer is going to come down to Chazal asered it nonetheless, and we can find usages for rocks as well. Again, that's Simin Reish Samechei. That's because Grama, Gram Kibui, Gram Havara, because if you turn the shake, if you shake the oil and you relocate the wick might burn brighter and might shrink. That's either Mavir or Kibui. Separate sugyah. Now, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and he goes and he says, Umuk Zashari Aide Tiltum Minat Sad. Tiltum and Atzad still must conform to either you need the space, or Tzarech Gufay. So here is going to be the Tzarech Gufay. I need the actual item for its own usage of having light. I can't do that, right? Because we classify a Nair as a Muktza Machmas Gufay. The kiven the boy Yisrael shakalei ba'atzmai al yidei tiltul min hatzad. This is where it gets very tricky. What is the Mishnah Berurah even saying? Tiltul min hatzad. You're allowed to move a nair. Tiltul min hatzad. Kigoin ba'achoyre yadav. Again. Kigoin ba'achoyre yadav. What's achoyre yadav? Achoyre yadav. Oy atzile yadav. Yeah. Okay, you say bazak, kishe maybe ho any Yehudi be sura less lonpa. Yeah? So what is the Mishnah Berurah coming to say? The Mishnah Berurah is saying as follows. We got time. The Mishnah Berurah is saying as follows. That being that this is tiltul min hatzad. The Mishnah Berurah essentially said this is not tiltul beguf. This is not this and this is not considered totally removed from being a movement of mukta. It's considered a movement that's indirect. What? So what would be the svar behind it? Because that is the same way you metalko something, just with a shinui. So that's indirect. That's indirect. That's not considered, you know, moving it with your waist. That's a good point. So there are machmirim on tiltul beguf. So that's definitely where we're going to be heading for the machmirim. The shavuos makel time and time again. So that one thing you glean from here is the back of your hands is not sufficient to be considered tiltul beguf. Are we all on the same page? Back of your hands is not going to be a carte blanche, heter, that you can move anything you wish with the back of your hands. That will still have to conform to the dinim of tiltul min atzad, which would have to be letzarech gufay or letzarech mekayme, either the space, or I need the usage of the actual item. Now, why is this going to be mutter? So why is the guy allowed to do all this? Being that I can go and use, be metaltel, right? Tiltul min hatzad applies even to muktza machmas gufay. That's gufa the heter. Over there, the case of in Shin Yud Aleph is that, let's say you find rocks on your bed, which is a classic case. You have you have your wallet on your bed, right? If you have your phone, so then it gets into the question, how do you categorize a phone? Is a phone a kli shemalach de l'iser, or is a muktzah, well, machzos tzaren kis, because it's so valuable, the average phone could cost you a few hundred, if not over $1,000, but everyone has them, and no one cares about them. Is it about care? Is it about... There's so much muktzah to talk about, we're going to get there. But one thing you see from here is that the only time you're allowed to move it would be either be kick it off with your knee, kick off the wallet off the bed with your knee, but to go and take with the back of your hands would actually be allowed. Why? Because that would be tiltel min hatzad letzorech mekoymai, because I need to avail my bed for me to sleep in it. So we would still have the heter of the Mishnah Berurah. Bachuri Yadav, because that would be, or Atzile Yadav. He even extends it to your arms.
Is it better to ask it or is it better?
Excellent Shaila. Excellent Shaila. In Shin Ches. Excellent Shaila. We're going to save it for Mukta. I'll tell you, there's such good raid, but I want to go back to Amir Lakum. Yeah.
Oh, what about flowers? Like on a table with water in them?
Yeah, so it's similar. What? Yeah, this is a general muktzah shayla. Yeah, depends on the flower. The place where actually mechalik is some flowers, depends where the roots get their water from, right? Here, this is right up your alley. Right, because it's totally, does it get the roots? Do the roots suck water from the bottom? Because one shayla is similar like the oil. If you're going to go and sway the water, so it's going to be zoreya to the plant.
Without the swaying. Come out of the way.
Again?
There are some stems, branches, you don't need to sway.
No. I'm not talking about uprooting it. I'm talking about... What?
It's not attached. It's inside your vase. It will detach
from the ground. It's not attached.
I'm talking about watering other parts of the flowers that were not exposed to water. As you shake it, it's going to... It goes up and down. So now you are essentially watering this plant. So where does it reap its, and where does it suck its nutrients from? The bottom. So possibly that wouldn't make a difference. Or not. Right. It would depend on that. Or can you at least move it carefully? Which is the same shayla that we have over here about moving the oil. Moving the oil. Can the guy, we say you should tell the guy, make sure not to shake it. Because we don't want it to go out.
Is there a shear of watering?
I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it. Okay. These are all excellent shaylas, but this is getting too off topic. Where is a further extension? So that's one thing that we understand where the Mishnah was coming from, where he's going. He's going to now shaping our perspective of tiltel min hatzad. Tiltel min hatzad even extends to the back of your hands, and it's not considered tiltel beguf, and the back of your arms as well would be considered tiltel min hatzad, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what is one other application? So if you look in, you know, there's always, you want to see Heintig, you want to see something modern day in a real life application. So one of the first, as we mentioned in the past, one of the first, nowadays there are dime a dozen. You could find a full sefer on one half of a sugya and every single case possible. There's a plethora and a myriad of svarim on every topic you can imagine. 40 years ago, it wasn't like that. And there were the first, you know, the first sefer on Hilchos Muktzah, going through every single case, the Sham LeYehuda. And the first sefer on Boyer, going through every single case of Boyer, the Ayil Mashulash. Anyone who knows these halacha, practical halacha svarim, so the one that was arguably one of the first that ever came out on a Hilchos Amir LaAkum, it's out of print for years and years, is Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein Sefer, Melachim Umenayich. Here it is, show and tell. So he opens up Perek Yud, and he goes and he tells you that any pu'ula, he says a very like bold statement, any pu'ula that you can accomplish the same result, beheter, you may ask a Jew, a non-Jew, to go and do it for you straight. Spun again?
Not
In Shin Cafe.
Bar, yeah.
No, it could be that food is worse. We're more machmir by food. That's my. There's a special gazera on food because of the connection. Yeah. So, he opens up Perek Yud by saying anything that you can accomplish yourself, you're allowed to get a goy to do. What's the makar? Resh Ayin Vav Sif Gimel. Here's where it comes to life. Resh Ayin Vav Sif Gimel. So what does that mean? Classic case. You turn to someone, what are they? The people who man the hotel at the... Again? Maitre d', someone housekeeping, and you say, hi, I'm on the 10th floor. Can you please bring my child to the 10th floor? So, what's the halacha? The baby, it's a baby, yeah? Forget chinuch, forget higil chinuch, and must you stop your child from possibly entering a elevator? Let's go, a newborn, okay? You're on the 11th floor. May you ask the guy to get your child to the 11th floor? What?
Take the carriage up.
So essentially, you could take the stairs. He could take the stairs. Everyone could take the stairs. So this is one of the minor requirements. It's a taz. That being that, it could be done beheter, and he could do it beheter. Why is he going to go on that elevator? It's purely for convenience. Everything can be done beheter. Therefore, you may ask, can you please get my child? Again, you may not say, please take him on the elevator. That's Asur Gomer. That's Dabru Dover, right? That's Amira La'akum. But you may say, please get my child to the top, to the 11th floor, to the 15th floor. Meaning that it may be done beheter, therefore you're allowed to go. And it's, where does this come from? Reishayin Vav Sif Gimel.
You're allowed.
It's not his tzrachim, it's your tzrachim. The tinek's going to be fine if you carry him up all 11 flights. You're only doing it for yourself. If he would need to get up there faster and there would be a time-sensitive thing, Mutter Gomer, no, say whatever you want, get him on the elevator now. That would be Makam Chayli. This is only for yourself because you don't want to be sore the next day going up 11 flights.
Is there any
chance that they will do it in another way? It's okay, even if you know for 1,000%.
So if you say, clean the floor...
So clean the floor. They're not.
He can do it with the floor.
Even if you're in the wheelchair, let's say this person's in a wheelchair.